You know, we all have worries, don't we? You know, it's kind of funny how God does things. This morning's message is about worry. I worry about stuff myself, and I'm reminded, you know, God reminds me, why are you worrying? Do you not trust me? You know, we worry about finances, we worry about jobs, we worry about kids, we worry about health issues, we worry about whatever else you can fill in the blank. We all worry about stuff at times, and we worry about, I mean, we worry about our communities. But there are three problems when it comes to worry. Worry is unhelpful, it's unreasonable, and it's unhealthy. It's unhelpful because it never accomplishes anything. Worry does not solve one problem. Worry cannot change the past. It cannot control the future. It can only make us miserable today. It's unhelpful. It's unreasonable because it magnifies the problem. It makes mountains out of molehills. And worry makes your problems seem bigger than they really are. And to worry about something you can't change really is useless. All the things that we worry about, we can't change. To worry about something you can't change is unreasonable. It also, worrying is unhealthy. The body is not made for worry. Worry can cause ulcers. It can cause back aches and headaches. It can cause insomnia. How many of us have lost sleep because we were worried about something? I think it's like 100% of us here, if you be honest with yourself. There's a difference between worrying and being concerned or being prayer. You know, we are concerned about things. But worry is unhealthy. The only thing in creation that worries is people. You know, animals, they don't worry about things. Plants don't worry about things. But we people, we worry about everything, don't we?
Amen.
You know, in the old English definition, the word of worry means to strangle or to choke. I thought that word, you think about that, how worry can strangle your life. It can choke you. It makes you have all this pressure. Worry is not natural, it's unhealthy. But what is God's antidote for worry? That's what I want to talk about this morning. What I do when I start to worry is I believe God will take care of me. Number one. I'm not saying I don't worry, but when I start to worry, I'm reminded, wait a second, I don't need to be worrying about this. There's nothing I can do about it. God's going to take care of me. Why do I know that God's going to take care of me? When we look at Psalms 23 and verse 1, He says it all right there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Now in the King James it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Means the same thing, right? I shall not want. If I really believe that God is going to take care of me, I'm not going to worry about things. Amen?
Amen.
If I really believe that, I'm going to trust in God for all my needs. David called God his shepherd. And if you think about what shepherds do, a shepherd provides. He provides food and shelter and the basic necessities. A shepherd protects. Protects against the enemy. A shepherd guides. He leads you when you don't know the path. A shepherd gathers when you head in the wrong direction. He gathers you back and puts you on the right path. You know, the amazing thing that God promised to do these four things in your life, if you'll just trust Him. He says, I'll provide for you. I'll protect you. I'll guide you. And I'll gather you to my side if you'll just let me be your shepherd. Look at what it says in Isaiah 40:11. I don't have it up on the screen, so I'll read Isaiah 40:11. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Isaiah 40:11. In Philippians 4:19, he says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He says, I'll supply all your needs. That verse doesn't say he might. That verse says, I will. He says, I will supply all your needs. There's a difference there than a might and I will, right? God is not a liar, is he? God does not lie. So if he says this, do you think that he will do it? God says, I will meet all your needs. And what does that include? It means all your spiritual needs. He will fill you to overflowing. And it means all your relational needs. He'll take care of you. And I've told different things that's happened to me. I mean, I've had bills due at times where I didn't have the money to pay them. And for some reason, you know, one job I was doing, and I needed $900 to pay a bill. And I had taken, you know, I hadn't taken a draw from this job because I wasn't to the point where I'd promised when we get to this stage of this project, I would get another check. I wasn't there yet. I never said a word. I was on the job. The homeowner came and he said, hey, Randy, he said, we're going to be gone next week and it looks like you're going to be where you need. He said, I want to settle up with you with what I owe you. And he paid me $943. Coincidental? I don't think so. I didn't ask him for that. But I had prayed, God, what am I going to do? I don't want to go to this guy and ask him for money because it's not right. But this guy came to me out of the blue. Hey, I'm going to be gone next week. Hey, I'm going to give you this $943. God will supply your needs at times. Now, I'm not a prosperity pastor. I don't believe that God's going to, you know, I don't believe in all that stuff. But I think that God will do these things like this when you need it at the time that you need it. Does he do it all the time like that? No. But it was at that time when I realized God's in control. It was at that time where, you know, for me, it's just confirmation that God's real and he does listen. If Jesus is your shepherd, anytime you worry, you're acting like he's, like you're acting like an atheist, like you don't believe in his power or believing in the things that he can do. It's just like we pray for people to get healed and we don't always see that, do we? I'm just being honest. We don't always see those things that we'd like to see happen, but we have to keep believing that he is who he is and he'll do what he says he will do. I believe that God can, don't you? I think he's big enough to do anything. God is not the shepherd for everybody. He's only the shepherd for those who let him be the shepherd, though. So here's what we need to do. Here's what I try to do. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and allow Him to be my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord does not become your shepherd against your will or by inheritance. You have a choice. You have to ask Him to be your shepherd. You have to ask Him to be in your life. You have to ask Him to do those things. You have to expect Him that He can do what He says He will do. Jesus is the Lord of your life when you put Him in control, and He's not calling the shots in your life. He's not your Lord. If He's not, right? If He's not Lord in your life, He's not your shepherd, because Lord means shepherd. John chapter 10 says that there are three things that happen when you make Jesus your shepherd. You hear His voice, you have a relationship with Him, and you follow Him. In other words, you put Him in control of your life. Amen?
Amen.
John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Amen?
Amen.
All worry is about is a control issue, really. Who is really in control? Worry is nothing more than trying to control or control what you cannot control. Trying to control the uncontrollable things that happen in your life. Worry is really a warning light that you have not put God in your life. Maybe that day. We have to trust God every day. We have to trust Him today and tomorrow and forevermore. So who's in control of your life this morning? Who's in control of your life this morning? God gives you the option. He doesn't force Himself on anyone's life. Robert and I talked about that this morning. I can't force somebody to get saved. Right? I can't. I'd like to. Oh, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. If you don't, I'm going to, you know. Paul says, compel them to come in. That's a strong word. But I can't make you. You see what I'm saying? So you have two options. Either you can be in control of your life, or you can let God be in control of your life. And God doesn't co-pilot our lives, right? That's an old saying. We used to make bumper stickers. God is my co-pilot, but He's not. He's my pilot. Amen? I don't want Him sitting in the passenger seat. I want Him driving. Because let me tell you, He's a better driver than I am. Just ask Lee. I don't drive my life very well. I'm being honest now. Randy doesn't drive his life very well. That's why he needs God so much. Randy says wrong things. Randy does wrong things. Randy does all these things that, you know, but when I put God in my life and when I allow Him to control my life, then Randy does better things. Amen?
Amen.
And it's the truth. But I have to let Him do that every day. I have to get up every morning. God, You're in control of this day no matter what. No matter what. So who's in control of your life? You know, if you're not running your own, or let me say it this way, if you're running your own life without God in control, then you should worry. I mean, one of these days we have an eternity to face, right? I want to be on the right side of life. I want to be on God's side. You know, when God's running your life and He's the Lord of your life, you shouldn't have to worry about things, because we realize that He is in control and He's going to take care of all your needs. He's going to take care of you. I didn't say He's going to take care of all your wants. We want a lot of things, but it's not your needs. He even says, don't I take care of the birds? And don't they all have exactly what they need? We have to begin praying about everything, and that's what we did this morning. We pray. That's what we do. We pray without ceasing. We pray every day that, God, I want you to take care of this because I can't. There's nothing I can do, but I'm asking you because I know you can. What do we pray about? We pray about everything. Amen.
Amen.
I'm praying about what I'm going to eat for lunch right now.
Yeah.
Amen. That's everything. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
Amen. Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with heaven?
Nope.
I'm not scared of Jesus. Amen.
No, we ain't scared of God either.
Worry doesn't change things, but prayer does. I will say that. Worry is stewing without doing. Prayer puts you in contact with the one who can change the things that you can't. You know, I think whenever a problem arises, we have two options. We can either panic or we can pray.
Amen.
Sometimes we do both. We panically pray. Because we say, God, we know I need you right now.
We need you.
I don't need you 3 seconds ago. I need you right now. I don't need you 5 minutes from now. I need you right now. We need to be desperate in our prayers, just like for these people we spoke of today. We need to be desperate. God, I need you right now to take care of this today. I can't do anything about it, but you can. That's the faith that we should have, amen, as believers in Jesus. We believe in a God who created everything. And if He can create everything, guess what? He can fix those little things in our life. Philippians 4:6 says this, and I've got it in the Message translation because I like what it said. It said, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. I like that. Even when we worship, it's not about just singing a song. It's not about just standing and singing a song and going through the motions. It's about lifting up our voices to God and singing praises and prayers to Him. Thanking Him and asking Him to do those things that we know that He can do that we can't. First Peter 5:7 says, cast all your care upon Him because He cares about you. Cast means to unload. Do you know that? The definition of cast? Unload. I mean, I've had times where I really needed to unload on somebody. I mean, it really feels good too when you do it. Because sometimes we just need to let things go and we need to unload that on somebody, but for the most part, we don't have anybody to unload it on here. But Jesus says, you can unload it on me. Don't worry about it. Just give it to me. I'll take care of it. I'll put it over here in the pile with everybody else's. You know, no big deal. This doesn't mean we just are to throw our worries away. What this verse says is we are to unload it. But notice there, you know, when I was talking about unload it on Him. We place all of our cares and worries on Him because He cares about us. God loves us so much. He says, I'll take care of you. Why do you doubt me? Don't you believe in what the Word says? We give it to Jesus, and Jesus takes care of it. Amen? I know it's hard for us to do sometimes. And I'm guilty as everybody else. There's times I worry about some of the stupidest things. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's a second thing that how to deal with worry is we consider it one day at a time. We just take life one day at a time, don't we? There was an old song I remember they used to sing in the church years ago. It was "One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus." I love that song because we just take it one day at a time. We can't change the past. And we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So why worry about tomorrow or worry about yesterday? Because today is the day that we deal with one day at a time, sweet Jesus. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew 6:24-34. God will take care of tomorrow, and so we just have to trust Him today. And you know, it's kind of like opening up your umbrella before it rains. It's kind of weird, isn't it? So we don't worry about yesterday, and we don't worry about tomorrow. When you worry, you don't change yesterday, and you can't control tomorrow, and you mess up today with worrying. The future can seem overwhelming, and a lot of times we don't know what's going to happen in the future. You watch the news, and you kind of get concerned, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen in the future? We worry about that. We worry about, well, what if I don't have enough money to retire on? I said, don't worry about that stuff. Just worry about today. And trust me, and I'll take care of you when that time comes. Amen? Therefore, trust in God in small bites. Live for Him today. And Jesus, when we think about how Jesus prayed, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day. He didn't say, give us the rest of our life our daily bread. He said, give me today what I need. Get me through this day. And tomorrow, get me through that day tomorrow when that day comes. You know, one thing's for certain, I'll just tell you that worry is a day-by-day choice. There's no pill that you can take to fix it. There's no bottle big enough to drink that will fix it. There's no seminar that you can... There's no book, self-help book that you can read that's going to fix it. Only Jesus can fix it. When you let Him be in control of your life, He's the one that fixes it. There's no 12-step program. They'll make you stop worrying. Of course, I've never heard of a stop worrying 12-step program, but I'm sure there's one out there somewhere. Somebody's wrote a book about it. It's going to make everything okay. But let me tell you, there's only one book that will make it okay. Amen? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those who come to me, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd today? Is He the Lord of your life? There's only one Lord. There's only one Lord. All the others are fakes. Amen? That's what I'm getting at. With all that other stuff, it's just false help. It's fake help. It doesn't fix anything. I like that. The Lord is my shepherd. That's the statement that we all have to make. We all have to make that statement. He is my shepherd. Not might be my shepherd. He is my shepherd. He is the Lord of my life. There's no might be. He either is or he's not. Amen? Can you say that and mean it this morning?
Yes.
You know? Don't carry the burden. If you're carrying burdens this morning, what I'm trying to say is don't carry them one more second. Don't carry them any further than you have to. Just give it to Him. Let Him have it. If you've never really accepted Jesus as your Lord and as Shepherd, if you've never really said, maybe He's just been a might be, then today, before you leave, let Him be the Lord of your life. Let Him be your Shepherd. Would you pray with me this morning? Would you bow your heads and pray with me this morning? Would you pray, Jesus, I don't understand it. I don't understand it all, but I've come today, and Lord, I've got things in my life that I'm worried about, Lord, and I just pray that you take them from me right now. I give them to you today. And Lord, I declare right now that you are my shepherd. You are the Lord of my life. And I trust you. Lord, lead and guide me. Lord, hear my voice. Take my burdens. Take my worry. Let us not leave here today with one worry, one negative thought. Let us not leave with anxiety. Things that we can't control. Let us just put all of our trust in Him, knowing that He will never leave us or forsake us. And He will lead us to heaven one of these days. Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. Lord, help us today. Let us leave better than we came, knowing that You are our good shepherd. Amen.